So let's pick up our discussion on the subject of synchronicity. If you haven't heard it, the first episode yet, then by all means, you got to go back and listen to that, because we're going to pick it up right from where we left off. Thanks.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. It's the podcast for actors in the business of show with casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Visit us at castingactorscast.com for more information. Please remember to subscribe and like Casting Actors Cast. Here is your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is part two of our show called Synchronicity. The point of view from a casting director is really valuable for an actor to have, I think, because you'll see that the process is not dissimilar from what an actor has to go through in order to prepare for and to get hired for an acting job. So we're going to pick that up right where we left off from our last episode. And as I mentioned, please go on back and listen to episode before this one, just so that you can play catch up if you haven't had a chance to do so. That's awesome. Now, this is that moment of the podcast where I want to just say thank you so very, very much for listening. I am so thrilled and delighted that we are simulcasting now for YouTube. So if you're listening to the podcast, please, I would love it if you could go to YouTube, do a thumbs up, you know, do a like, subscribe, all of those cool things that you can do on YouTube. I really would love to have that feedback because, as I mentioned in a previous YouTube podcast, these are kind of challenging to put together, and I've got some new equipment, and I'm really trying to professionalize as much as I can, getting this information to you as quickly and as efficiently as possible. So it would mean a lot to me to know that you're getting some value out of these by going to YouTube. Just type in, when you go to YouTube, just go to Casting Actors Cast channel, and it'll take you to all of the downloadable and or viewable podcasts that we've been starting up with Casting Actors Cast. Finally, if you go to the website castingactorscast.com, you're going to find some freebies. You're going to find an article about branding. If you fill out the form called Dive Into the Talent Pool, it's going to take you to a free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. And it's a really, it's a 100-page book that I wrote because when I was acting, I did quite a bit of voiceover work, and I was able to incorporate that with my experience as a casting director to, I think, provide something that you're going to find really useful and valuable if there's an interest on your part to do some voice acting work, some ADR. So by all means, check that out as well. Thank you very much. So now let's just pick up where we left off. We talked about and ended up talking about the callbacks. And what happens in the callbacks is that the director, producer, artistic director will put those pictures and resumes down on the floor, literally. And this is when we'll also show reels. If the actor has done some video submissions for the particular role, then we're going to do that. We'll take a look at that. In other words, we try this convergence. Ooh, good word. Convergence. We put all of these things together. It converges into one moment where, as a creative person, the producer, the director, the casting director, all of the players that are involved in the casting of the production will put in their opinions. And it can be very, very challenging sometimes. Sometimes it's not the most congenial atmosphere, only because there's a very specific vision, perhaps, that one of the creative types is seeking out. This is particularly notable when casting a musical, because you might have a really great singer and an okay dancer and a not so okay actor. The choreographer might not be as excited, but the music director is thrilled. But the director is going, you know, that's going to be a little more work than it's going to just take time away from other elements of the production. So you can see how those discussions can go. And it's incumbent upon the casting director to make suggestions, to have an understanding of the actor's work so that we can talk about you in a way that's going to reinforce some of the choices that are being sought. I hope that makes sense. That's called decision time. Now, once that decision time happens, we get the final list and backups. That's an important note, backups, because not every actor who's given offered the job just jumps in and says yes to the job. There are other mitigating circumstances, right? We'll talk about those in just a second. So we'll usually have our first choice, our second choice, and sometimes our third choice. Just in case something happens with the first choice, we'll go to the second choice. Something happens to the second choice, we'll go to the third choice. And if there's no, if the director doesn't feel like there's a really great third choice, we might need to go ahead and do some more auditioning. So it's at that time that that might open up more opportunities for actors, because now, because the director has given us some feedback and has actually seen what we have put together for them, there's a way that sometimes those decisions get fine-tuned. They get sort of manipulated so that we can be very, very specific about the next group of actors we're bringing in. So it's very much a collaboration in real time. It sort of happens, and yet we have to be very diligent about being sensitive to the director's needs so that when the right person comes in, the synchronicity, there it is, happens. So the right time, the right place, the right energy, the right sensibility that you have as an actor that you brought to that audition, that you recreated in a callback, that fulfilled the vision of what the director or the producer is looking for, that we have a good feeling about because we can talk well about you. All of those things can come together in that moment, and that creates a job opportunity. That's why we then make the offer. We call up the agent, we call up the manager, we'll call up the actor directly if they have no representation, and we say, congratulations, we would like to make an offer, and we would like to let you know that the general manager, or the, if it's a theater job, the general manager or the producer is going to call you with the official offer, but we just want to give you a heads up and let you know that you've been hired for the project, that we were thrilled that you did such a nice job, and the official offer will come in a day or so. That, of course, depends on the schedule, etc. So now it's at that moment that it's out of the casting director's hands, right? We kind of pass the torch. We hand off our work to the general manager of the theater, or the producer, or the directing producer, or the executive producer, who then goes ahead and makes the official offer to those agents. And sometimes those agents call us back and say, you know, I haven't heard from the producer yet. And that was only, and again, what we have to do is just say, well, there's been a delay. They're traveling out on the West Coast. They're looking for location shooting issues. And, you know, there's all kinds of circumstances that can take place. But that often we'll get a call from those managers or those producers. And we just do our very, very best to provide the information as much as possible. Now, it's at this moment where a lot of circumstantial things can happen. A, between the time the actor auditioned and received the offer, the official offer, that actor might have gotten another job. B, between the time where we offer, or between the final callback and the actor getting the job offer officially, the actor may change their mind. They may say things like, I just decided that I'm sorry about that, but I just need to be with my family. Or there's been a family emergency. Or there has been something extenuating circumstance that has prevented me from being able to take this job. And of course, that's an unhappy situation for everybody. For us, it's an unhappy situation because now we have to go back to the drawing board. Or we go to the second choice. And that's what we'll do. We'll do the same procedure. We'll call the agent and say, we'd like to offer it to this actor number two. And you'll be getting a call from the director or the producer. And that's when the negotiations begin. Also, for that actor, that first choice, maybe the actor doesn't like the money that's involved. Maybe it's not enough money for the work. Maybe the actor is seeking better accommodations. Maybe the actor is asking for things that are just not that realistic, given the parameters of that particular shoot or that particular play. We try to be as accommodating as possible because we want the actor to do the role. But not every actor gets everything that they're asking for, and that's the negotiating process. And that's what leads us to the second actor. Same thing happens. We'll make an offer to the second actor. There may be some negotiations about the money. There may be some circumstantial things that either work or don't work. Let's just say for the sake of this discussion that that second actor says, you know what, I'm going to have to pass on this only because unless I can get X, Y, and Z, it's just not worth my time. That's a very frustrating thing. Sometimes the casting directors are like, well, why did you come in if you didn't at least understand the parameters? You knew the dates, you knew the money, you knew the situation. Why are you making this difficult? Sometimes it's the agent who wants to hold out, thinking if they hold out for more money or they hold out for more perks, that they'll come their way. And that might happen, but that's kind of a gamble and a crapshoot. And therefore, we go to actor number three. Same thing happens. We'll make the offer. The producer will call, make the offer. We really like this actor's work. They're a very strong choice. We think that they would do an excellent job. So we would like to make this offer, and that either happens or it doesn't happen. So at that moment, we have to either celebrate that one of those three actors, first, second, or third choice actors, are accepting the job, or we have to go back to the drawing board. You see, we are under an obligation to make sure that the role gets cast. We get paid when the role gets cast. So we have to go back to the drawing board. We do all our due diligence to do another search, send out another breakdown, find out, because we now have a little more information about what's being sought after. Also, sometimes we'll do another breakdown because actors who weren't available 3 weeks ago might now be available. I'll go back through the online submissions that we've received in my office. We'll contact perhaps some additional agents or managers, either in Chicago or Atlanta or California. In other words, we make it known that we're still looking and there's this job still available. What you must understand is that all of these elements that we're talking about, everything from getting hired to finding the talent to book the job, depends on these unique circumstances that have to sort of coalesce, coalesce in order to make that job happen. So as an actor, you have all of this input going on behind the scenes. This is information that you're not that privy to, that you're not aware of. First, second, and third choices, the submissions that we're getting back from agents, our discussions with the producer and the director in terms of what's being sought after. We're not just making appointments for actors. What we're doing is trying to indulge the creative process as best we can in order to produce the vision of that producer or that director. And you can see that synchronicity means when the stars align, when you're available, when you respond to the script, when the agent submits you for the job, when you're able to take the audition appointment, when you do a really good job because you've done your homework as an actor, when you get the call back, when you get an adjustment from the casting director about what they want to see at the callback, when you show up at the callback looking forward to showing us the adjustment that you've been asked to do, when you leave the audition, there's a whole conversation going on about you that you'll never be privy to. When you get a call from the agent that says, congratulations, we got an offer for you to do this particular role. When you say, yes, I'd like to take that role, and the money seems fair and appropriate, and I'm interested in furthering my career by doing this role or not. Sometimes you might just want to take a job because it pays really well. Sometimes you might want to take a job because it's closer to home. Sometimes you might want to take a job because it's a first movie audition and project that you've been hired for. There could be myriad reasons for you to accept or reject a particular role. But understand, when all of these things come together, that's what synchronicity is. It's as if all of the stars align and it is the right time and the right place and the right circumstances that give you that acting opportunity. Now, I know this might sound a little overwhelming. It might sound a little heady, and I really do hope that that's not what I'm doing here. Much more important for me to sort of lay out what our day is like, so that you can have an empathetic response to what we go through, just as we are very, very empathetic to the best of our ability to what the actor goes through. We know how hard it is to be sensitive, to be creative, to be malleable, yet be able to make really confident choices and decisions with your acting at the same time. We know that going out of town to shoot a film, or whether it's suddenly celebrity status because you've been invited to this television pilot that actually sometimes will take off, those are all part and parcel of the ingredients that go into the synchronicity of what makes an acting career. I hope that's helpful to you. I hope that you got something out of this. Because I always feel that the information is power, and the more information you have about what each of these players go through in a given day, that it gives you a sense of empowerment, because you now, you can't go back, right? You've understood what the process is that a casting director has to work with. And in that way, you can help collaborate because you have that understanding. You can help make our job a little bit easier by having that level of understanding, just as I hope, as good casting directors, we can facilitate that as well, that we can be your advocate, that we can talk about you in really positive terms that can help you get hired. But that is also why actors are so surprised when they don't get called in for certain jobs. And it might be that, A, there are parameters that are being asked for that you're not fitting, and that's not your fault, right? I mean, you are this fantastic apple. You're red, you're shiny, you're unique, you're delicious, pun intended. You're all of these excellent things happening. And guess what? The producer's looking for an orange. So no matter how great your apple is, it's the orange that's going to win the job. Does that make sense? But still, the exciting thing that happens is when those stars align, when it is right, when you get that job. Of course, we didn't spend any time about the job itself, right? Showing up on the day of the shoot, or showing up on the day of the first rehearsal. And that's another whole podcast, I think. Don't you? So anyway, that's my rant. That's my laying out all of these really different, interesting perspectives on what a casting director goes through, just to help you feel better about the work you do. So listen, if you have any suggestions, if you've gone to the YouTube site, please let me know. I'd love to get feedback, and I'd love to know that this was helpful to you in some way. Hey, why don't you let me know how any of these podcasts has been helpful to you? I would love, love, love to share that on the air. I'm exhausted. Listen, have a really, really great day. My name is Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast, a podcast for actors from a casting director. Thanks again for listening.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast, the podcast for actors with Jeffrey Dreisbach. Please share with your friends, subscribe to this podcast, and oh yeah, if you like this podcast, just click like. It's easy. I'm Caitlin Clark.